Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Brazil to attend 17th BRICS Summit in Rio de Janeiro. Prime Minister Modi holds talks with Argentinian President Javier Milei in Buenos Aires. Two countries agree to diversify bilateral trade baskets. At least 43 people killed and 27 children missing following flash floods in Texas, United States. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall in northwest, central and northeast India during next 5 to 6 days. Neeraj Chopra wins inaugural edition of Neeraj Chopra Classic 2025 with 86.18-meter javelin throw in Bengaluru. And in football, India secures AFC Women's Asian Cup qualification for the first time. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil today to attend the 17th BRICS Summit. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that after the BRICS Summit in Rio, he will head to Brasilia, where he is looking forward to a productive round of discussions with President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to expand the strategic partnership between India and Brazil across several sectors. These include trade, defence, energy, space, technology, agriculture, health and people-to-people ties. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi was extended a grand welcome by the Indian diaspora and the Indians working in Brazil. As has now become a custom, the people of Indian origin congregate whenever Modi travels abroad. Here also, at the hotel in Rio de Janeiro, several had gathered to enthusiastically welcome him. A group of women performed Kathak to salute our armed forces for the successful Operation Sindoor. A Brazilian group called Astralite rendered mantras and sang a devotional song. The diaspora, wearing traditional Indian dresses, holding the national tricolor, greeted Modi with Bharat Mata Ki Jai and Modi Modi. They sang and danced to the drum beats and wished the very best to the Prime Minister. According to the local time in Brazil, tomorrow morning, the Prime Minister will begin his deliberations on the BRICS agenda and attend the bilateral meetings on the sidelines. This is the fourth visit of the Prime Minister to Brazil. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded a productive meeting with Argentine President Javier Milei yesterday. The visit marked the first bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Argentina in 57 years. The two leaders held a brief one-on-one meeting, followed by delegation-level talks, covering the full spectrum of bilateral ties. They agreed to enhance cooperation in key sectors, including trade and commerce, technology, defence, space, health and pharmaceuticals, and further deepen the strategic partnership between the two countries. A report on major themes of the discussion.
Considering the potential opportunities for both the nations, Prime Minister requested Argentina's support in expanding the India-Mercosur Preferential Trade Agreement. Highlighting its strength in affordable and quality medicines, India called for easing of entry regulations for Indian pharma companies. Argentina confirmed that it will allow imports for medicines having US FDA or European EMA approvals. Cooperation in energy and critical minerals was a key focus. With vast reserves of shale gas, oil, and lithium, Argentina is seen as a reliable partner in powering India's growing clean energy and industrial needs. Collaboration in space sector, multiple use cases for drones, and sports management were also discussed. President Milei showed keen interest in India's UPI, and both sides agreed to facilitate a central bank visit for studying its role in monetary policy. Prime Minister thanked Argentina for their support following the Pahalgam terror attack. Prime Minister also invited President Milei to visit India. Manish Shiva, Akashwani News, Buenos Aires.
In the United States, at least 43 people were killed and 27 children are missing following flash floods in Texas, prompting massive rescue efforts. The dead include 15 children. Many were asleep when the Guadalupe River rose more than 26 feet in less than an hour in the early hours of Friday. Officials in Kerr County said 27 children are missing from a Christian youth camp located along the river. Some 850 people have been rescued so far, weather forecasts suggest that more rain and potentially more flooding could be on the horizon for the area. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness on the loss of lives, especially children, in the devastating floods in Texas, USA. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed condolences to the US government and the bereaved families. The Nagarik Unmukti Party has decided to withdraw its support to the KP Sharma Oli-led coalition government in Nepal, the political outfit's chairperson Ranjita Shrestha said yesterday. The Nagarik Unmukti Party, NUP, a key Madhesi party, has 4 seats in parliament. However, its withdrawal of support to the Oli government is unlikely to affect the stability of the coalition. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid respectful tributes to eminent thinker and educationist Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Dr. Mukherjee had sacrificed his life to protect the honour, dignity and pride of the country. He added that Dr. Mukherjee's ideals and principles are invaluable in the construction of a developed and self-reliant India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his warmest wishes to His Holiness the Dalai Lama on his 90th birthday on behalf of 1.4 billion Indians. In a social media post, Mr. Modi described the Dalai Lama as an enduring symbol of love, compassion, patience and moral discipline. The Prime Minister noted that Dalai Lama's message has inspired respect and admiration across all faiths. He prayed for the Dalai Lama's continued good health and long life. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over northwest, central and northeast India during the next 5 to 6 days. The IMD said that extremely heavy rainfall is likely at isolated places over Himachal Pradesh today and in the Ghat areas of Madhya Maharashtra over the next 2 days. The Met Department added that isolated heavy rainfall is expected over Uttarakhand and East Rajasthan till the 11th of this month and over East Uttar Pradesh and West Rajasthan today. Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh are also expected to witness isolated heavy rainfall till the 10th of this month. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is also likely at isolated places over Konkan and Goa and Gujarat region during the next 7 days. In Himachal Pradesh, people have been urged to remain vigilant as the monsoon is expected to remain highly active from today until July the 9th. Meteorological Department has issued forecasts of heavy to very heavy rainfall for the coming days along with red, orange and yellow alerts across the state. More from our correspondent.
Amid warnings of heavy rainfall from today in Himachal Pradesh, Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu stated that the government is fully alert and prepared to handle any situation. He mentioned that over the past 15 days, rescue and relief operations have been carried out on a war footing for those displaced and affected by heavy rains, cloudbursts and landslides. He further added that he is personally monitoring the situation. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Center in Shimla has issued a red alert for very heavy rainfall in Kangra, Mandi and Sirmaur districts today, while an orange alert is in effect for all other districts except Lahaul Spiti and Kinnaur. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Uttarakhand, there is a possibility of heavy rainfall in various parts of the state today and tomorrow. The Met Department has issued an orange alert for isolated areas in Bageshwar and Rudraprayag districts over the next 2 days. Warning of heavy to very heavy rain. The Ashura-e-Muharram is being observed with due reverence and solemnity in different parts of the country today. The day marks the martyrdom of Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Hazrat Imam Hussein, and his companions who laid down their lives for upholding truth, righteousness and justice in Karbala. Taziyah processions will be taken out on the occasion. The majalis or religious meetings highlighting the supreme sacrifice of Karbala martyrs are also being organized. Elaborate security arrangements have been made for the occasion. The first group of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra 2025 pilgrims arrived in Pithoragarh, Uttarakhand yesterday, where they were welcomed with flower garlands by army and administrative officials at the guest house of the Kumaon Mandal Vikas Nigam, KMVN. Traditional Cholia dance and various cultural performances gave the pilgrims a glimpse into the rich folk culture of the region. The rhythmic beats of Dhol Damau and chants of Bam Bam Bhole created a spiritual and culturally vibrant atmosphere. Pilgrims appeared deeply enthusiastic about the journey and shared their thoughts with Akashwani.
कई वर्षों से इच्छा थी दर्शन करने के लिए ये यात्रा 5 साल से बंद थी इस छठे साल खुली है और मैंने रजिस्ट्रेशन कराया और भोले बाबा के मानने से लॉटरी में मेरा नाम आ गया बहुत ही हमको अंदर से इतनी खुशी है कि भोले बाबा के जल्दी से जल्दी दर्शन हो
The fifth batch comprising 7208 pilgrims of Amarnath Yatra left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas base camp in Jammu for the Kashmir Valley this morning. The pilgrims left the base camp in a cavalcade of 307 vehicles early this morning. The batch included 5258 men, 1587 women, 30 children, 277 sadhus and 56 sadhuis. Moving on to the world of sports, Olympic gold medalist Neeraj Chopra won the inaugural edition of Neeraj Chopra Classic 2025 with 86.18 meter javelin throw in Bengaluru last evening. A report.
Taking home the gold medal, Neeraj Chopra!
Neeraj Chopra Classic 2025, a world athletics gold level event held at the Sri Kantirava Stadium in Bengaluru, saw Indian star winning the title with a best throw of 86.18 meters. In football, India secured AFC Women's Asian Cup qualification for the first time, beating host Thailand 2-1 in its fourth and final qualifiers Group B match at the 700th anniversary of Chiang Mai Stadium and qualified for the next year's main event in Australia. Sangeeta Basper scored a brace to hand India a memorable win, after which she said that it's not just about the Asian Cup as the World Cup is our target.
मैं ये feeling तो express नहीं कर सकती हूँ क्योंकि पूरी team की hard work है और हमने qualify किया ये सबसे बड़ी बात है और अभी हमारा main focus World Cup है.
On to cricket, Shubman Gill concluded a record-breaking Birmingham Test against England with breathtaking knocks of 269 and 161 across both innings, making him the batter with the second highest aggregate of 430 runs in a Test match. India made 427 for 6 in their second innings before declaring it. India pushed England completely on the back foot by the end of play on day 4 as they were reduced to 72 for 3 while chasing 608 runs. Ollie Pope and Harry Brook will resume the innings today. With Ritu Srivastava's report, Chirag Jha Sports Desk.
In Odisha, the Sunabesha gold appearance of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra and Devi Subhadra will be held in the holy city of Puri this evening. In this Sunabesha, the lords will be adorned with intricate gold ornaments, a spectacle that draws millions to the Grand Trunk Road. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sunil. US President Donald Trump is to send tariff ultimatums to 12 countries on Monday. New Delhi awaits word after latest negotiations falter, writes Hindustan Times. Fugitive Nirav Modi's younger brother Nihal Modi, co-accused in PNB case, arrested a day after being released from a US prison on the request of Indian agencies. CBI is to file for extradition, reports the Pioneer. Trinidad and Tobago backs India for United Nations Security Council permanent membership, headlines the Statesman. India ranks fourth globally in income inequality. In income equality, performs better than both the US and China, shows World Bank data, writes the Times of India. Three Kerala districts are on high alert over Nipah virus, with 425 people under observation, reports the Hindu. And finally, at 37.4 degrees Celsius, Srinagar experiences the hottest July day since 1953, reports the Asian Age. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Brazil to attend 17th BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro. Prime Minister Modi holds talks with Argentinian President Javier Milei in Buenos Aires. Two countries agree to diversify bilateral trade basket. At least 43 people killed and 27 children missing following flash floods in Texas, United States. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall in northwest, central and northeast India during next 5 to 6 days. Neeraj Chopra wins inaugural edition of Neeraj Chopra Classic 2025 with 86.18 meter javelin throw in Bengaluru. And in football, India secures AFC Women's Asian Cup qualification for the first time. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.